Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got your Cubs Padres pregame on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Herb, you were just telling me about some news involving the Cubs that is just coming out from a national reporter. Do you have that in front of you? Because I couldn't grab it.
Yeah, Scott Miller. He's a national MLB columnist for Bleacher Report,
Great job. Turner Sports.
Yeah. He's stationed there in San Diego. So he had the news today that closer Craig Kimbrel played catch today, but nothing strenuous. Suggesting it'd be another week until he's bad. I think he meant back, but you know.
No, he's bad today.
Yeah. The Cubs hope
-0.6 WAR.
The Cubs hope he'll be back for the final stretch in which they play the Cardinals 7 out of 10 final games.
It isn't just a war. Look at everything. Worst walk rate of his career, worst strikeout rate, everything. Just the worst 3 years, 43 mil. Better hope he's better with a full offseason. See, that I don't know why teams do that. They sign these guys like they never work.
I mean, we've seen it now.
Hitters,
Greg Holland did it again.
Yeah.
Last year. I don't know how well the pitcher down in Atlanta, the former
Keuchel
is doing this year. But if Atlanta's been going off since March or since May, he's probably doing, you know, Keuchel things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, another veteran there. Houston. Anytime Houston takes a pass, the Red Sox take a pass, maybe you should think about it. And I'm not saying Keuchel's been bad.
Only thing with Houston, I would be like, you know, with hitters, because they've let a couple hitters go. Then you're like, man, what, J.D. Martinez, what? Why did you let him go?
Yeah, but look at their lineup.
And then Marwin Gonzalez, they let him go, and he's been decent.
Okay. But they don't need any of them.
No,
they're smooth. They got, like, reserves.
Is that what the White Sox were thinking? They said, give me Reed. Put him in that cleanup spot. Ugh. He's not good enough to play, but put him in that cleanup spot. Is that what they were thinking? Like, oh, the Astros lose some good hitters from time to time? Maybe. Do you have Keuchel stats there, Mike?
I do. 15 games started, 90 innings, 73 strikeouts, a 3.47 ERA, and a 1.32 whip. He's pitched pretty decent.
Fine. Yeah, he's fine. And in the juice ball or whatever you want to call this, that's actually pretty good.
And he has a 2 WAR as well, so not bad.
And he's going to be in the NLCS probably. I would think so. Do the Braves have a shot at taking out the Dodgers? Herb says no. I think they do.
I mean, they'll play them, but I think the Dodgers
are just far superior. Do they have a 40% chance at eliminating them?
I guess so.
I think they do.
Their hitting is just, you know, top notch, and so you finally get the matchup. If you get Clayton Kershaw versus one of those guys in the playoffs, and Kershaw, you know, his record in the playoffs not that great, and they steal a game in LA, maybe. But I see the LA Dodgers just being too strong.
Yeah, and moving on, and it would be a good thing if we get Astros Dodgers in the World Series. That would be a lot of fun. 815 texter Joe, you are going to state job for life for McLeod. Look across town. Sox would not be getting torched for a move like that. Kenny, huh? What are you saying? No, I didn't state that. I asked the question, and I said if a similar move was made on the other side of town, they would be getting killed, and that's just a fact. That I'm asking if it's a demotion. That's my question. That's what I want to know. Are they getting him away from the amateur scouting side because they're not developing pitching and it's been years now? And who's your next guy? Who's coming? Who are you thinking is going to be, who's going to work near the top of the rotation? Nobody. They're going to have to keep buying guys and trading for guys.
I remember at the time when Hostetler got the promotion earlier this year, all of us were skeptical because
now,
of
they
what,
called it a promotion, right?
Yeah. Where
Cubs did not.
No, I mean, they just gave him the title. But
okay,
with the whole workings of a Jerry Reinsdorf ran team, you know that people get promoted. Sometimes it's just because they like them, just because they're family.
Right.
Or sometimes it's just because, hey, you're not doing the greatest job at this position. We're going to get you another position. They barely fire anybody. I think the last GM they fire is Larry Himes, and that's in the 90s.
Yeah. 312-644-6767. Rick in Joliet, you're on the score.
Hey, what's happening, Joe?
Hey, Rick. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just wanted to touch base with you. I know I told you earlier that my buddy and I, we were heading out to Vegas, you know, to enter the Super Contest and watch Week 1 of NFL. We had an absolute blast.
Oh, hey, Rick. How you been, man?
Oh, hanging in there.
How'd you do Week 1?
I survived. Week 1, we went 3-2 in the contest, so not terrible, but we're in it.
I didn't get in the Super Contest. I got in the Circa. I would have gone 3-2 if I was in the Super because I got a bad line on that Colts game. So in the Circa, I went 2-2-1 because I got the 6 instead of the 6.5.
Probably the biggest part of the day was when – so we were on the Skins plus 10, and then, they were up the whole game, and then the Eagles came back, were up 12, and then Keenum got us the backdoor cover at the end. That was a good one for us. But
early, that looked like a great pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was looking really good, and then we weren't too confident in it. But I'm telling you, going to the Westgate for Week 1 is unbelievable. My buddy and I had an absolute blast. It was insane there.
Were you there like 10 hours?
Oh, yeah. We were there all day. So we got there 2.5 hours before kickoff, and the line to make bets was about 30 minutes. We stood in line when they're running about 7 windows, and then they have this thing there called Football Central, okay, where they basically take you into a full like theater, like movie theater. It's almost like where they do plays and stuff, and then they just have it up on just like all the games up on a massive movie screen. It was incredible.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, for people that have not been out there, they're not going to build something like that here. But I wish they would, man.
But yeah, it was. I would recommend it to anybody, any football fan, and especially if you like to bet. Like the Westgate does it the absolute best. So,
Rick, do you have a game that you're targeting this week that you like?
Oh man! So they just released the Week 2 lines about a couple hours ago. My buddies and I are diving into them. But
I saw they put the Bears at 2.5, not 3, even though they had it at 3 yesterday.
And that was the one. That was the one that I was going to say that I'm leaning towards. And I'm actually a Packer fan, so. But I mean, when you're picking in the contest, but I think I might like them. That might be one of them. And but I got to dive into the rest of them. So
are you talking about the Broncos side?
What's that?
You talking about the Broncos side or the Bears?
No, the Bears. The Bears laying less than 3. I like. But
okay.
Yeah, I gotta, and I know the history of what it is there, but you know as well as I do with Week 2 with overreaction and everything, and that just makes it even more hard. So
do it, take the Dolphins, do it, man.
take all the points with the Dolphins. I don't know. We'll see.
What did they put that one at?
I think it's 18.5 in our contest.
18.5. You know what's funny is we're gonna get to Sunday and it's gonna be 20.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. Rick, thanks for checking in, man. Appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Rick and Joliet. Oh, yeah, NFL season. So much fun. We got a game tomorrow night, Bucks-Panthers. Our coverage, 7 o'clock, right here on 670 The Score. Oh, by the way, speaking of the NFL and Bears-Broncos, I have a remote broadcast on Friday, a Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast, 7 to 10 p.m. If you're in the Arlington Heights area, stop by. I'll be at Cortland's Garage. We'll be giving away Bears tickets during that 7 to 10 broadcast. And Lance Briggs is going to stop by to talk Bears for about an hour and a half. Should be a lot of fun. Glenel and William, you're on the score.
Yeah, I was listening. Everybody wants to compare to the White Sox. I don't want to compare to a loser franchise. Not franchise, but a team that's stuck losing. We're past that. Do you think the Cardinals want to be like us? Do you think the Dodgers want to be like us right now, or the Yankees or Boston? I'm completely with Joe. And these people, they're so emotional. You're okay with the wild card on an emotional statement that's not objective. It's not okay trending in this direction. I I thought we were past that, but everybody's in this lovable loser's lull again.
Well, it's just after a full year of this, of up, down, up, down. So we've got, as I mentioned, what, 144 game sample size. You know what this team is. If you're still watching this team, you know this is not a World Series contender, right? They may be amongst the teams in the playoffs, but they're not on the level of the Astros, Dodgers, Yankees, Braves. They're not with the Braves, okay? They surpassed them. And you think that's going to change once we get to October? For those that weren't with us, and William and Glenn Ellen is referring to what my producer Mike Chen is saying. He's like, he's a big Cubs fan. He's like, yeah, I'm out. I don't even want them to make the playoffs. Let's get to the offseason, get on with it. Say goodbye to Joe, hire the next manager, make whatever other moves that you need to make. Do you ever think you'd say that?
Nah, no. And it,
no playoffs. And I'm good. You know, so, the other part of it is, it's people are saying, oh, look at you. You're so spoiled, like Herb. But it's also because of 162. If you're living it every day like you are, it is a flat-out grind.
Yeah, it's been rough.
So you're just like, like I know what's going to happen. So I don't want to deal with getting my hopes up and just being devastated again.
You know, the funny part is, Joe, I drafted the tweet about 2 weeks ago. That's how I was just like ready to call the season. I was like, oh, you know, it's a little too early to do that.
Have you sent it out?
No, I haven't sent it out yet. I will later this afternoon, though, or this evening.
You did retweet my tweet about it, though.
I did.
You know, I know you're not alone. And it's actually, the reaction has been split down the middle, 50-50 for the most part, I would say, even though you're just concentrating on the people that are saying you're an idiot. But yeah, I think it's pretty split. There are a lot of people that feel that way. Look at the TV ratings. You think that the people that were staying up late early in the season for a West Coast game are also doing the same thing right now? Got news for you. No, they're not. Maybe they'll stay up for a football game, but not for this Cubs team. I don't see it. Eddie and Joliet, you're on 670, The Score with Joe Ostrowski.
Hey, Joe. Love your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
So, I'm a retired firefighter, 32 years, and God bless all our firefighters, especially today.
Yes. So. Thank you for taking the time to mention that. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm one of those optimistic guys. I mean, the Cubs are still in a playoff spot. We got 18 games to go. Yeah, we are spoiled. But there's a lot of negativity on here and a lot of bad things that happened to the Cubs this year, and they're still in the playoff race. I just sent my money in for my playoff tickets. I'm a season ticket holder, okay. And I plan on going. And I just keep recalling what the Cardinals did in the 90s, winning 84, 85 games and winning the World Series. Anything can happen. You just got to get to the playoffs, and I feel confident about the core that we have. Minus Javi Baez being up.
Yeah. Did any part of you consider not sending in the money this year because there's a decent chance they don't have a playoff game?
Not at all. I'm not superstitious, but if I didn't send my money in,
they'd go to the World Series.
Yeah, yeah. Right? That would have been my luck. So I'm feeling positive. We're still in the playoff hunt. The South side, I feel bad for them. They're going to have some good years coming up. But you know what? Hey, I got to send my money in for the playoffs. We're still in this. We got 18 games to go. Let's do it.
How long have you had your tickets?
7 years. Okay. I waited 25 years.
Wow. I should check my spot in line because when they got Theo here, right about the time that you got your tickets, I went on the waiting list. But here's the problem. I'm not moving up, Eddie, because nobody wants to give up their tickets.
No, and I've been in the bleachers. They've asked me to upgrade. You know what? They've upgraded the bleachers. It's great up there. My mom goes to the games. They got elevators up there.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait for them to come home this weekend. And you know what? I feel positive. There's a lot of negativity out there, which is based on frustration. But you know what? I feel positive. And I'm also one of those who's rooting for Joe Maddon because he's the greatest manager in the history of the Chicago Cubs.
Thank you, Eddie, for the phone call. That's the other part that's bothering me. So however this season ends, and yeah, Eddie's hopeful, and I like that, but they're probably not going to win the World Series. Like, the chances of the Cubs winning the World Series are minute, but you do have an outside shot. So when the season ends, they're going to put the blame on Joe Maddon. And, you know, if you don't like some of the lineups that he's thrown out there over the last month, I get it. You got Tony Kemp in the leadoff spot tonight. What are we doing, folks? And I understand that he doesn't have all the options. And people were mad at that he left Cishek in last night. He was the seventh pitcher of the evening. What do you want him to do? If you can't trust Cishek, who can you trust in that bullpen? And that's going to really bother me. At the end of the year, however it ends, if they miss the playoffs, make the playoffs, done in the division series, done in the championship series, however it ends, and they blame Joe Maddon, I'll be ticked off. Because we know the problem. First and foremost, it's on the players and it's on the front office. The front office that was chasing a closer all year and chasing help for the lineup. Oh, it's going to change. It's going to change. It's the same offense that we've seen for 3 years. Extremely volatile. Norman Romeoville, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, Joe. Love it.
Hey, Norm. What's up?
Hey, I'm just thinking the Cubs are toast. They don't approach anything any differently now than they did all year, and it's bullshit. It's bull.
All right, we got that one, Mike. Thank you. Norm, I know you're upset, and I understand. Everybody is. Calm down. Can't do that on the air. I can do that on my radio.com sports show. It's a little too much from some people. But like Eli Herb, it's just stop. Stop swearing, man. Just trying to force it. Like, you're so uncomfortable. Just stop. You don't need to swear. I'm not talking Norm. I'm just saying. You let it fly. Sometimes that happens. That's what we want. It's a comfortable atmosphere here at night. We're hanging out at the bar just talking sports. But you can't swear. That's the difference. We don't have peanuts either. Do you see Mike scrambling? I see beads of sweat on your forehead, man. Wait, where's the button? Oh, phenomenal. All right, 312-644-6767. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. If I have time, we'll get to Matt Nagy, because I think there's a few important things that he had to say at his press conference about the other side, about Vic Fangio and what he was witnessing on Monday, like the rest of the country. You've got Joe Ostrowski on The Score. Cubs Padres pregame coming up at 8:35. First pitch, Chris Paddock, Cole Hamels right here on The Score at 9:10. Pat and Ron on the call out west. Then they have an afternoon game tomorrow, so it's just the whole schedule's thrown off this week. The 2:05 pregame, a 2:40 first pitch. David Schuster might be on the air. He might not for a little bit before we get to Bucks Panthers. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Joe Ostrowski is with you. Gilbert, listening in Texas, I assume, on the radio.com app. How you doing, Gilbert?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just wondering, are the Cubs trailing this many games if they sign Craig Kimbrell before the season starts?
So he has a full camp, right? He's a full camp.
Yes. Because really, what were they worried about giving up? Some draft picks. Draft picks are just a shot in the dark anyways, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they give him a full camp and they start the whole – how many games do they lose in April because they didn't have a closer, a bona fide closer to come in and shut it down?
Well, they were also worried about the money part, too. It wasn't going to be three for 43 if they signed him before the year starts.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
But how come all of a sudden is there money just available? I mean,
because they didn't have to pay Zobrist. That's part of it.
Right, but I don't see how they say they're out of money. So I blame this at the very top at Ricketts for not coming up with the money to spend for the closer.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the blame I put on Theo also for not going out and and or being able to develop pitchers, I should say, and also on Joe Maddon, because, I mean, I have to admit, he does make some pretty boneheaded managerial mistakes in-game.
Does that feel like it's getting worse lately?
Yes. It's like he just lost interest, and he knows he's gone, and, you know, like tonight, you got Tony Kemp leading off. I'm like, really?
I know.
That's the best you can do.
I was like, are they back on the tank? Thank you, Gilbert. Appreciate the phone call. To answer your question, let's take a look at all the blown saves here. Pedro Strop, 6. Cishek, 3. Kimbrel, 2. Chatwood, 2. Phelps, 2. Brock, 2. C.J. Edwards, 2. Kinsler, 2. Kyle Ryan, 2. Derek Holland, 1. Rosario, 1. Mike Montgomery, 1. That's a lot. Mike, can you quickly check where they rank in that? They've got to be near the top in the league, how many blown saves that they have. But, yeah, you try to get by with Strope when you were waiting on Brandon Morrow, and it didn't work. 6 blown saves on the year for him. So that is a fair point that he brings up. Would they even be in this position? So then, are you getting a better Kimbrel if he has a full camp and he's ready to go from the start? And he's not trying to figure things out as he goes, and maybe he's not on the injured list a couple times like he has been. And if you missed the news, initially they were saying later this week possibly, and it doesn't sound like that's the case. Now we're looking more at next week when Kimbrel would be able to return. Steven Darien, you're on the Score with Joe Ostrowski.
Yes, hi. Hearing this talk about the Cubs not making the playoffs or wanting them not to make the playoffs, my opinion is very short-sighted, not objective. Obviously, I think we can all agree that the playoffs are much different than the regular season, and I hope we can all agree that there is no substitute for experience. If you're talking about player development, which you're talking about earlier, you want these Cub players at any level to have this experience. There is no substitute for this. And frankly, this is a subject I think a lot of listeners, all your listeners and others, missed during the regular season of all sports, not just baseball, whatever. They don't realize during the season the player development that goes on. To give you another example from the football season, this last game, Bears game, with the kick, Pinero, why didn't kick the 50-something-yard field goal?
51-yarder, yeah.
Okay, I think that was player development. Because the coach, the special teams coach, gave, you know, Nagy a mount, 50 yards, you know, beyond that they're not going to go. They have a young kicker. They're trying to develop this person. Obviously, we've had a kicking controversy, right, recently. They're not trying to get this guy's mind. I mean, I don't think people realize that. I think they just see that they think of these athletes, they just put them out there, and they're supposed to perform, which is,
Steve, here's where I think you're on to something, because ever since they won the title in 2016, what is the mindset of most Cubs fans? World Series or bust. And that came from the front office. That's what Theo Epstein was talking about all offseason. When we were starting the year in March, he was saying World Series or bust. October is now. We must have urgency. So Cubs fans are just following the lead of the front office. So we're in this mindset of World Series or bust. Nothing else matters. And your point is, getting into the playoffs, even if you don't win the World Series, has value, right?
Absolutely. And even if you look at the, you know, the wild card, you never know one game. You can win. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Maybe you got a hot pitcher to win the game. Yeah. You go on for a few more games. These players get more experience. You know, that Nico Horner, I don't know if he'll make the playoff roster, but I don't think he's ever been in the, you know, at the Major League playoffs. I mean, that's got to be good for him, no?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Absolutely. Do you want his season to end after 20 games or whatever, however he plays, or get some playoff experience? I think that's certainly a valuable thing. And teams that win the World Series, what happens? Do they do it the first year they make the playoffs? No. No. I don't know if it's because of the experience, but it certainly cannot help. Mike Chad, did you find that on the blown saves?
Yes.
Where they rank?
Cubs in all of baseball rank 3rd overall behind Washington and Oakland, leading the league with 28.
And how many do the Cubs have?
26, tied with New York.
26. Good thing they didn't start the season with a closer. Kind of important. That's something they believe in, too. It's not like their idea with the leadoff man, it's interchangeable, you can move things around, have a different guy go. No, they believe in the closer. They decided to start the year without one, or they thought Strope was good enough. Nope, not this year. Looks like it might be the end for Strope, unfortunately, or somewhere near the end. Not as dominant as he once was. We can settle there. Bob up in Crystal Lake, you're on the Score.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, so I just want to touch on the Cubs issue we got going on. Yep. But, you know, they got all these games left, but I think with all these divisional opponents, I don't think that they're going to be good enough to stretch out the last of the season and make the playoffs. I mean,
well, it's the Cardinals and Pirates. That's what we're talking about.
Right, but, you know, the Cardinals have passed 27 games. I think they won 21. You know, I just don't think we're going to be able to contend with them and try to push for the playoffs, especially with all these injuries we got going on. I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately.
All right, before I get out of here for Cubs pregame, let's squeeze in Mike in Indianapolis. Mike, you have 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, just want to say I think one of the things that I criticize Joe Madden for is trying to keep this emotional level on the team to keep people from pressing. I would like to see a little more fire. I'd like to see a little more anger. I'd like to see somebody busting up a water cooler or breaking a bat over their knee or brushing somebody like Christian Yelich off the plate when they're pitching. It just doesn't seem to me like anybody's getting upset about any of this.
Well, they're not going to be able to do that to Christian Yelich this year. Are those going to equal some wins? Because that's what they need. I know everybody was responding to how they lost last night. Don't tell me how you won or how you lost. We're at the point right now, did you win or did you lose? You put yourself in this horrible position. That's the bottom line. And you have to go on probably, I don't know, a 14-4 run if you want to win the division. And something pretty good. See, you would think one of these teams in the mix for the second wild card is going to break away and go on a heck of a run. All right, I got to get out of here for Cubs pregame. My name is Joe Ostrowski. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air on Friday. Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast, Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights, 7 to 10 p.m. Giving away Bears tickets. Lance Briggs will be hanging out talking Bears for an hour and a half as well. I want to thank Benjamin Albright for jumping on from Denver. And then also producers tonight, Herb Lawrence and Mike Chen. If you missed some of the show, had fun tonight. I'll tweet out links to the podcast at Joe0670, at Joe0670. I will talk to you Friday sometime around 7 o'clock after Cubs baseball right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.